Let's see, Bremerton, Bob. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to check on a nasal cyst. Is there anything that can be done?
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about what nasal cyst means? Has it been X-rayed, ultrasounded, and it was determined to be a cyst?
Well, the dentist found it when they X-rayed my teeth. So, and it's probably, I probably found out about maybe 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with the VA, but they've never done anything about it. So I just wondered if there's anything that can be done.
Okay, this is a cyst now and not a nasal polyp.
Well, I don't know. My nose is always draining, so I have to have Kleenex with me all the time.
Oh, dear. Okay. Let's see. Your dentist found it. You said on an X-ray. Now,
in fact, they brought several other dentists in to take a look at the X-ray.
And did you see the X-ray?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what Wilson is asking, is sometimes they'll show it to the person whose problem it is and say, see, there it is. It's right there. It's a cyst. And if it's a single cyst, or sometimes you'll see on those X-rays that there are multiple, protrusions into the sinuses that mess with the breathing and keep the nose running and stuff, and those are called polyps. And the reason I was asking, sir, is there's definitely something that could be done for nasal polyps, but cysts, they are definitely harder. Now, tell me, though, let's assume it's a cyst for a moment. It's probably just a single cyst then. When you blow your nose on these Kleenexes and stuff, is it always just white mucus, or is it yellow or yellow-brown or what?
White.
It's white. Okay. And you know the reason for asking that question is when something gets infected, it usually turns yellow or brown or whatever. But if it's always pure white, it's probably not infected either. Now, the only thing I know of that might help that, and yes, there may be something I don't know of. There's always that possibility. But the only thing I know of is something we can't do for you right now because of Los Federales. We have at the clinic a high Gauss, which just means high magnetic energy, a high magnetic energy device. And when people put a part of the body, it could be anywhere from the toes to the head, for several hours between the heads of the magnet, the darndest things have cleared up. I'm not kidding you. Some people's osteoarthritis has gotten completely better with that without even taking any niacinamide, which I usually recommend. It helps people with getting better from strokes quicker. It's helped people with a lot of things. And yes, it has helped people clear up not nasal cysts, but cysts elsewhere in other glands. But Los Federales recently told us we couldn't use it anymore. And so, of course, we've had to hire attorneys and that kind of stuff. So I don't know when it will be back, if ever. But that's just the way it goes. It was part of a clinical study, and they didn't think the clinical study was being done appropriately. It would have been nice for them to tell us to begin with. Maybe a few years back that they didn't think it was being done properly. We could have corrected it. But no. Okay. You know how it goes with politics and me. I can't stand the repression of health care we have in our country. But that's the only thing. That's the only other thing I know of that has helped this, sir. So I'm sorry.
Can I ask you another question?
Okay, got to go quick because we got 40 seconds.
Okay, osteoporosis. They said I had, and then they gave me some calcitonin.
Calcitonin.
Does that help?
Yes, and it has its own side effects. You can look them up. Sir, hang on till after the top of the hour because there's definitely something I can tell you that for many people has totally corrected their osteoporosis. It did take 5 or 6 years, but it got there. So anyway, hang on till after the top of the hour, would you please? Okay, well, let's get back over here to Bob. You still with us, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, about osteoporosis. That one's almost easy. I'm not kidding. Okay. Now, even when I was in medical school, we were told that women get osteoporosis more often than men. And the younger a guy is when he is first told, oh, gee, you got osteoporosis coming on, it's usually called osteopenia at that time, the more likely he is to have gluten sensitivity that he doesn't know about. That's the problem. It's called hidden gluten sensitivity. You can eat all the wheat you want, and you don't feel anything bad in your intestines, and yet there's a hidden sensitivity. That doesn't apply to every man with osteoporosis. But it has to be ruled out. Now, let's say a guy isn't told he has osteoporosis till he's 78. Well, probably it's not from gluten sensitivity. The gluten sensitivity, what does that do? It blocks the absorption of minerals. That's what. And what we need is minerals to keep our bones strong. few vitamins, but mostly minerals. Okay, now when we get osteoporosis when we're guys and we're 78, it's a different story. Most likely that's associated with not getting at our minerals because our stomachs aren't making acid, at least not enough acid, to break the minerals out of the organic matrix that they're found in foods. They're always bound up with something organic. And if there's not enough acid and pepsin in the stomach, it won't pull the minerals out of the organic matrix, and so they don't get as digested as well. And if they're not digested as well, they can't be absorbed as well. So any guy with osteoporosis should work with his physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to rule out, do I have hidden gluten sensitivity? And do I have low stomach acid? Those two things need to be looked at. And just simply because it's the very best test for hidden gluten sensitivity I know of, if you want to read about that, all you have to do is go online to all the W's, and then the word enter, E-N-T-E-R, and then an O, and then lab. It's Shakespearean. EnterOLab.com. And they have the very, very best gluten sensitivity test. And by the way, you can order it yourself and get the results yourself. It's so easy and so simple to interpret when you get the report back. You send them a specimen. They send you back the report in about 2-3 weeks. Okay, so after we've ruled out or in hidden gluten sensitivity or low stomach acid and dealt with those problems if we need to, then there is a supplement on the market, which, yes, I did formulate the thing. I am associated with it in the year 2004. And what it did was look at through all these research papers on what things are necessary for bone. So there's a bunch of ingredients in there, not just calcium, magnesium. But for example, there are two things which are known to stimulate bone development, little cells called osteoblasts, which build new bone, and to slow down osteoclasts. Those are the ones that destroy bone. But unlike many of the patent medicines, they don't kill the osteoclasts. That's what leads to jawbone deterioration with some of the patent medicines for osteoporosis. All right, another thing, it's a lot of pills. Why? Because so many of us with osteoporosis do have poor digestion, I'm sorry. And so what we had to include in there are the forms of calcium, magnesium, and other minerals that are most highly absorbed. And those happen to be the citrate forms of calcium and magnesium. Even if the stomach acid is low, it's still going to get in. Whereas if we use some other kind of calcium, like calcium carbonate, we've got to have strong acid to digest that. So anyway, the product is called OsteoMins. Just letting you know, not trying to sell it to you, just letting you know it's out there. OsteoMins, and we have to take, to get it job done, 2 capsules in the morning from the OsteoMins AM bottle, and in the afternoon and evening, 4 capsules with lunch and 4 capsules from dinner with the OsteoMins PM bottle. I'll shut up in about 2 minutes. This has been out there since 2004. It's 2017. People have come back for something else and told me, look at this. My bone density was better after the first 8 months I did another DEXA scan. And of course, I keep telling folks that working with the engineers is really fun because those guys keep spreadsheets, most of them. And here's what it was this year. Here's what it was the year after. Here's what it was the year before, I should have said, the year before that. And they draw little graphs showing their bone density. It's really cool. I like working with engineers. And many people, it's up there in the 20s now, have told me, look at that, I got normal bone density, and 5 or 6 years ago, I had osteoporosis. It does take a while, sir, but it's doable, it's not a prescription, and do check with the help of your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, to make sure you do or don't have hidden gluten sensitivity. That one you can do yourself if you just contact your website. But for checking on the stomach acid, that's another story. Check those two things. Osteoporosis is easy to take care of if we just do that. And I'll shut up now.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.